came before, just so he could open up the door. As you know, he led the way for us to get salvation today. Now when Jesus Christ stepped on the scene, he was born to be the Messiah King. From the day he was born until the day he died, Jesus Christ, he was criticized. So they riveted his hands and they nailed his feet, and the hammer was heard on Jerusalem Street. The blood came piercing from his side, and that was the day he was crucified. This all happened for you and me, so we could live eternally. You see, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all for the words that Jesus done. Now we're gonna move to the book of Acts and show you some real true facts. In the book of Acts 2 and 4, the Holy Ghost fell down in four. They began to speak in other tongues, and all the other people, they were stunned. They thought they was drunk of new wine, but they looked at the time and it was only 9. Now let's move down to verse 38, where Peter stood and just opened up the gate. He said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now the Holy Ghost will promise to you, it will teach you just what to do. Now to those of you who just don't believe, you better stop now letting Satan succeed. You better get ready, you better get right, or you might miss that Holy Ghost fight. In Thessalonians 4 and 16, Jesus Christ is coming back on the scene. He'll be coming as a thief in the night, and if you're not ready, you better get right. Now time is moving and we got to go, but there's one more thing you should know. There's one more thing that we'd like to say before we are on our way. You better fall down on your knees and pray, or we're gonna judge you on judgment.